Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, friends. My name is Reverend John Reynolds, and it's my great joy to welcome you to worship here at First United Methodist Church of Brighton in Whitmore Lake. We're so grateful to have you with us, whether this is your first Sunday worshiping with us or if you've been with us for a long time. As we gather for worship this morning, we want to let you know that we are a community that seeks to know God, love God, and serve God. We wanted to take a moment to invite you to fill out a digital connection card. The link to that will be located in the comments section of this video. We hope that as you worship with us this day, that the Holy Spirit blesses you. As we gather for worship online, we hope that this helps you grow in your faith. As we worship together this morning, I want to let you know that the theme of this morning's worship service will be about our camping ministries. This morning, you'll hear testimonies from our director of camping in the state of Michigan, along with stories and testimonies about how camping has transformed and shaped the lives of folks in this congregation. As we worship together this morning, I want to let you know that the music will be led by our musicians here at the church. Eric, Mike, and Susan, and Pastor Lindsay will be bringing the message. We know that this worship service will be special, and we invite you to begin thinking about the memories that you have in the great outdoors, camping, and how it's drawn you closer to God and Jesus Christ. As we worship this morning, we invite you to take a moment to share this video with other folks on your social networks. The button is right at the bottom of the screen. It's a small arrow that points to the right with the word share next to it. We would love to have you share this video with folks because you never know whose life this service might impact. And with that, let us worship the Lord together this day.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Creator God, you give us the beauty of nature where we can be inspired. Thank you for giving us the quiet of a sunrise where we can feel closer to you. Thank you for the outdoor experiences that bring us into communion with you and with others. Help us to find the time to get outdoors and experience the beauty of the earth each day. In your name we pray, amen.
Church, I would invite you now to join me in an attitude of prayer. O holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We can rejoice, God, and we are glad in it. As we come now to a message, as we come now to ponder some scripture, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight. You, God, who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When you look outside this morning, it's hard not to miss the snow. And if you're to step outside, it's hard not to miss the cold. But yet, in just a matter of months, the snow will melt. The grass will turn green and start growing again. The daffodils and the tulips will start budding in April and in May, and the temperatures will eventually turn warm. What a delightful thought to think about warm summer weather approaching as we gather for worship on this very chilly February morning. In only a matter of months, our beautiful Michigan days that we long for and look forward to so much are gonna return. And with that return to beautiful, glorious Michigan temperatures is gonna come the opportunity to explore our United Methodist camps across Michigan. And we have some fantastic camps. Oh, summer camp and camping in Michigan, such a great experience and a wonderful time. Did you go to summer camp as a kid? Do you remember what that experience was like? I have fond memories of going to camp. If you went to camp, do you remember packing a duffel bag and maybe tossing in a pen and some paper and some stamps to write letters home to your family? Or did you bring your Bible along for devotions around the campfire? If you went to summer camp, do you remember being dropped off by your parents or your guardians and being promised to have a fantastic time, only to discover that it was even way better than anybody could ever possibly describe to you? If you went to summer camp, do you remember spending a week away, maybe sleeping in a tent or maybe getting to enjoy a bunk bed? Perhaps you were a little homesick at first, but then only to discover wonderful camp counselors and making some really dear friends and having an opportunity to connect with God in a way that would spark your faith and impact your childhood. The glorious days of summer camp. I can remember fondly my days of attending United Methodist Church camps. I was in seventh grade when I got to go with a best friend of mine to camp. Now, being from Nebraska, I attended a United Methodist camp in Nebraska. And this Methodist camp had a special theme that particular week. It was a musical-themed camp. And we got to put on a great production of Joseph and the Technicolored Dream Coat, the amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. We shared that great presentation with our parents on the last day and studied that story and scripture throughout the week. Camp is not just an opportunity for kids to have fun and play lots of games, although there is an ample opportunity for that. It's also a great opportunity to learn more about Jesus, to explore your faith, to experience his love, and become a more fully devoted disciple of Jesus Christ. If you attended summer camp as a kid or as a teenager, you might be able to look back upon those experiences and recall the impact it played upon your relationship with God, your understanding of the divine, how you got to grow in your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Camp's not just fun and games. Camp can really play a pivotal role, a very important role in the faith formation of so many young people. As a college student, I had an opportunity to become a United Methodist camp counselor. I spent 3 summers in college in northern Minnesota at a camp that welcomed kids and teenagers into God's great glorious outdoors amongst 420 acres that included beautiful forests and gorgeous lakes. From cooking over the campfire to sleeping under the stars and playing games out on the beachfront or swimming in the cool lakefront, it was there, at camp as a counselor, that God really began to place a call to ministry upon my heart as I worked with those silly middle schoolers and high schoolers. And my experience isn't unique. Quite a few of my ministry colleagues have also experienced a call to ministry thanks to summer camp as a kid or serving on summer camp staffs. God can work in tremendous ways in beginning to place a call on people's hearts as they experience the joy and the beauty of camp. Where might we be without these amazing childhood experiences? What might folks miss if they didn't take an opportunity to get away from busy city life, if they didn't take an opportunity to escape from it all and just walk in the woods and enjoy the beachfront? Where might we be if we set aside these opportunities? I think we might miss quite a lot. As a summer camp counselor, I remember taking a group of students on a canoe trip. We were going to be taking a Boundary Waters canoe trip near the Canadian border, and with our gear all packed and ready in the canoes, with our paddles in hands, our crew had waded out into the water. We were ready to launch off, but just as our guide was going to instruct us to get going, he paused for a moment. And he gave us a different instruction instead. The instruction was that we were supposed to sit there quietly for 10 minutes and just notice things around us, just notice the world around us for 10 whole minutes. That's a long time for a dozen plus middle schoolers and some college counselors. We were itching to go. We were jazzed with energy. We were ready to launch out into that water, and we were instructed to be still and to be quiet and to just notice the world around us. What a challenge. Well, as I paused in my canoe and kind of readjusted my life jacket and helped kind of hush the kids a little bit, I took in a great big breath of air, and I found God whispering Psalm 46:10 into my ear. Be still and know that I am God. From the glorious trees to the crystal clear lake to the birds flying overhead, I saw God's presence there in nature. As God continued to whisper, be still and know that I am God. That's what God whispered my way. And while I was in a hurry to get going, I was ready to launch off. I needed that moment to pause, to take it in, to be present to God's Spirit. For in the silence, in the getting away, in the slowing down, in the deep breathing, it was there that I was able to more fully encounter God and experience the divine in nature. But I needed to be still and be reminded that God is God. When I think that summer camp, when I think about summer camp and I think about camping for our families and thinking about getting away for retreat opportunities, when I think about these experiences, they're fantastic opportunities to experience the divine, to be still, to hear that whisper, knowing that camping creates opportunities and moments to connect more fully with God, moments to embrace that slow, healthy pace, moments to laugh and not take life so seriously. Gosh, we've been taking life so seriously this past year with the pandemic. Moments to be mesmerized by the beauty of creation, to be reminded that God created it all. Moments to remember that God loves us conditionally, and that God who made the mountains and God who made every little grain of sand also made us and loves us and calls us sacred and beautiful. Ah, oh, summer camp, getting out into nature and setting up a tent. It's a magical time, a special time, a holy, sacred time of growing closer to God. Well, last year, because of the nature of COVID, last summer, our United Methodist camps had to pause their ministries because of COVID. But this year, they are back and open and running again. And they're excited to welcome us. This past week, I had the privilege of talking with several of the directors of our United Methodist camps in Michigan. I visited with Reverend Ann Emerson from Lake Huron Retreat Center on the east side of the state. I had an opportunity to chat with Nicole Holton from Wesley Woods Camp and Retreat. I also enjoy chatting with Dana Hunt from Lake Michigan Camp and Retreat on the west side of the state. And I had an opportunity to visit with the executive director of our Michigan area United Methodist Camping Ministry, as he oversees all of the camps, Reverend David Berkey. Well, in chatting with the directors and the executive director, they all emphasized how much they're looking forward to welcoming kids and teenagers and families and individuals back to their campgrounds. There's an opportunity for kids, of course, to go to summer camp, but there's also lots of opportunities to reserve a campsite for an RV or reserve a campsite for a tent or a platform tent if you need something a little more cushy. Or you can even think about renting a cottage or a room in their retreat houses. Our family has booked some dates on the calendar and we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to getting away. Our United Methodist camps have also clearly put into place those necessary safety precautions to keep kids and families safe. That's something that all of the directors emphasized as I chatted with them this week. They're ready and they're excited to welcome us. So I'd like to introduce you now to Reverend David, the executive director of our camping ministries. Reverend David, he's going to share with you a word about our camping ministries. Let's hear what Reverend David has to say, and then we'll come back together.
Hi, I'm the Reverend David Berkey. I'm the new executive director of Michigan Area United Methodist Camping. And I came all the way from California to help children, youth, young adults, families of the Michigan area experience God's creation outdoors and to provide a time of healing and joy and peace in this difficult time. It feels like coming home for me because I grew up in Cleveland, and while there I went to church camp, and that's where I discovered God is real, out in God's creation, swimming in a lake, looking up at the sky and the clouds. And also a few years later, as a young person attending a high school camp, under a tree, receiving God's call to ministry. I've been thinking a lot about the fact that we're welcoming people back to camp this summer. And so I wanted to assure you that whether you're coming to camp at one of our programs at Wesley Woods, or one of the retreats at Lake Huron, or you're bringing your family or church group to camp out at Lake Michigan or Lakeview, that our staff is doing everything possible to make a safe, healthy, clean, and enjoyable environment for you to provide that time of healing and rest away from all that is going on in our world and in the midst of community and creation. We welcome you this year to the summer of 2021. It's going to be new, it's going to be different, but it's going to be wonderful. The atmosphere we hope to create is one of welcome, of grace, of peace, and love. So I invite you to participate this summer, either by coming a camper yourself, by participating as a volunteer, or by donating so someone else can have that experience. I ask for your prayers as we prepare for this special summer, and invite you to be a part of the journey with us in Camp Retreat Ministries in Michigan. Thanks so much.
Wasn't that great to hear from Reverend David? And on behalf of the camping ministries, God is up to great things with our camping ministries. From watching the sun rise on Lake Huron to watching the sun set on Lake Michigan, there is a safe space waiting for you to encounter the divine and experience nature, to experience camping. Be still and know that I am God, is what God whispers to us. So may you find that moment to embrace the divine, to know that God is God. And may you do that with having a little fun, having a little laughter. May you launch out in a kayak to fish, enjoy some hiking or swimming. Maybe you'll play volleyball or capture the flag. Sit around the campfire and roast s'mores and tell ghost stories. Or turn your eyes to the sky and be mesmerized by the rising sun, or captivated by the setting sun, or lost in a starry night. Maybe you'll feel sand between your toes and the fresh breeze on your face and the warm sun on your back. Maybe even a little sunburn or two. So get ready to smell the aroma of sunscreen and bug repellent and citronella candles. Get ready to breathe a little smoke around the campfire and leave that campfire with your sweatshirt smelling a little like a little ash and a little soot. Be carried away to a new adventure with a book in your hand as you rest in a hammock or lounge on an Adirondack chair. Laugh and play with some cards at night with your family and your friends as you're up until midnight dealing out games of euchre or pitch. Snuggle in your sleeping bag on a cool summer night and bask in the glory of God's beauty as you walk in the woods or wade into the Michigan waters and breathe in that fresh air and just live in the moment. We're Michiganders. We live for summer. So this morning, the invitation's been extended. You've heard from the executive director. An invitation is out there for you to remember your summer camp days as a kid, to invite your own child or your grandchild to go. There's an opportunity and an invitation for you to book a campsite with your family to get away from the hurried pace, to pause and find the much needed renewal. So this morning, may you be inspired to encounter the divine and embrace the wonders of creation. And perhaps you'll do that through camping. Or if you're not ready quite yet, I'd encourage you to find that connection with God and nature in a different way. And on this glorious winter day, may we look forward to those warm summer months and be excited for all that God has in store. And let us remember above all to take that time to hear God's still and beautiful and quiet voice whispering, "Be still and know that I am God." Amen. I'd now encourage us to turn our ears and hear a few voices of campers that have experienced the gloriousness of camp. So let's turn our attention now to the stories of some campers and what camp has meant to them.
I love Korean camp, and it's really fun there. So,
what kind of things did we do there?
I found a friend, which was the first thing I mostly ever did. I found a friend. And me and my friend, we played lots of games. We slept in bunk beds, which I really liked. And we played, what was the game called? We played a lock game, I think.
And what kind of things did we do outside?
And we went swimming, and me and my friend got our face painted. Me and my grandma went canoeing. And there was a clean bathroom because, and I really liked that because most of the bathrooms I know are dirty and very filthy, and the toilets don't really work.
You would say that the camp was well maintained.
Yes, I think they made the bathroom very clean for visitors because...
Did you like the food?
I loved the food. I think we had hot dogs. Did we have a hot dog? Yes.
And we made pizza on the campfire.
How did we make pizza on the campfire? I don't really remember that part, but...
Would you like to go to Grand Camp again?
Of course! Me and Minnie would love to.
Then I guess we better sign up, huh?
Yes.
I remember my very first fireball at camp when I was in second grade. And because we get together, we sing songs, we sit around the campfire. And it wasn't very often that I got to sit around the campfire with people my age and talk about God and... Because every time I've always been around a campfire when I was little, it was always with a bunch of adults that wanted to talk about adult things. And as a camper, it was a whole new campfire to me. It was an experience I never had. And so that's probably my favorite part of camp is Fireball, the worship time at the end of the day.
I see God the most at Fireball because they tell stories about people that trust in God.
We're just constantly looking for parallels in our everyday lives and how we can use that to teach the kids that, you know, God wants us to be good to other people. So we play this game and we got to be supportive and bring each other up while we're playing this game, and God wants us to do that all the time in our everyday lives.
It's like a new community. It's just amazing, like meeting these people you've never seen before, and just how like close everyone gets by the end of the week. It's just like truly one of the best feelings ever. It's just kind of amazing, so I just keep coming back.
We use things kids already know in their life to kind of connect fun and excitement with learning and the love of Christ. So like we'll use Harry Potter or superheroes or Pixar movies, and we'll use fun things that they know. And, you know, maybe they get a sorting hat when they come to camp, and maybe they play, you know, Quidditch in their activity. But then also we use it to talk about God's love and how, just like Harry Potter, we are chosen too. And so we do that week after week to try to show them that, you know, God is approachable. God is in your everyday life. Everything you see every day is just like God's love.
My husband and I both said we felt so loved and so supported because we were just surrounded by people that, without excuses, without reservation, are holding you up anyway. It doesn't matter whether you're at a youth camp or you're at a family camp. If you're at a Christian camp, it's just, you know, the core of you that's there. And that's what people get to know. And that's what... there's that whole concept of, you know, if you want to see the face of God, you know, you look in other people. And I really believe that's what happens at camp, is it? And that's why it's a thin space for us. It's just, you're just surrounded by grace on all sides. And it's those other people that are there loving God and really truly loving their neighbors, themselves.
Friends, we gather here at the Lord's table knowing that it's not a United Methodist table or even our church's table, it's God's table, which means everybody is welcome to receive these elements of grace. You don't have to be a member of our church or any other to receive these elements. This is God's gift offered to all of us as a way of reminding us of God's love in our life. So as we gather around this table, we remember Jesus, who 2,000 years ago gathered with his disciples. And he gave thanks for a loaf of bread, and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "This is my body, which has been broken for you. Take it and eat it as often as you can in remembrance of me." And when supper was over, he took a cup, and he lifted it up, and he said, "This is my blood, which has been poured out for you. Take it and drink it as often as you can in remembrance of me." And so we gather as Jesus' disciples thousands of years later to give thanks, to gather around the table to celebrate the transformation that God's grace causes in our life. And we say, "Come, Holy Spirit, transform these elements of bread and cup into something extraordinary. Help us to be reminded of your love in our life. Allow us to be transformed into the image and likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. Allow us to have the same mind and the same heart as Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen." And so we gather around this space, and if you're in your home, we invite you to grab a piece of bread and a cup of grape juice, as we use in our tradition. And we invite you to receive these elements. And we invite you to join with us in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, as we pray together: "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And so we receive these elements of bread and cup, trusting that in some miraculous way, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are united in Christ in this moment, partaking in the same feast, spread in tables all across our community and our world. May the peace of Christ be with you, and may this communion feast sustain you in your work in the world. A little bit later on in the morning, Pastor Lindsay and I will be offering drive-through communion at the church. If you'd like to, you'll be more than welcome to come to either campus from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock this afternoon. We would love to serve you communion and have an opportunity to pray with you as you come through the line. Thanks be to God. Amen.
This morning, I'd invite you to see the beauty of this quilt, this prayer quilt that's been made. It's being made for a friend of Lynn Bishop's. And as you take a look at this beautiful quilt, you can notice the beautiful stitches and the pattern. You can see each knot that was tied in prayer. So from the comfort of your home, I would invite you to extend a hand out that we might pray over this quilt. Please join me now in prayer. O holy and loving God, this quilt has been so beautifully made, and so too, God, you have made a beautiful child of God. We pray, Lord, as she receives this prayer quilt, that she might be reminded of your love and feel your warm embrace and feel your presence always with her, and may she know the support and the encouragement of this congregation as well. Oh God, you who know our journeys and walk with us in times of hardship, may you wrap in your warm embrace that she might know that you're there. In Christ's holy name we pray, amen. Thanks, church. I would encourage you and invite you to check out our Caring Ministries page to see other ways that our congregation is providing care for persons in need of a little bit more support through certainly our quilting ministry and our prayer shawls ministry and our various caring ministries. And encourage you to continue to lift up in prayer throughout this week and encourage you to also remember your church family that's going through some struggles. Together as we pray, we know that God hears our prayers when we call out. Amen.
Friends, now we've come to a time in the service where we have an opportunity to respond to the graciousness and incredible generosity that God has given us in our own life. We are able to return a portion of what God has given to us so that we might be a blessing for other people. We're so grateful for gifts that come in through the mail, literally on a daily basis, that sustain ministries here at the church, that continue to allow us to gather online and experience worship and God's grace. The gifts allow us to continue packing meals for the NOAA Project in Detroit. The gifts continue to sustain our mission partners, not only locally, but internationally. And we hope that you'll continue to give as God has graciously and abundantly given to you. For those of you who are giving online, we encourage you to go to our website, www.brightonfumc.org. There's a give tab there, and we invite you to go there and give generously so that the ministries of our church can continue.
Church, it has been so great to worship with you on this cold February day. And as we look forward to the warm summer months, we know that great things are coming. With beautiful skies and warm temperatures and grass turning green and the daffodils will soon be blooming. We look forward to that, and we can look forward to those days of maybe getting out to camp and wading in the water and putting our feet in the sand. What a great and glorious time that will be. It has been so great to worship with you this day, and I hope that you'll come by our Brighton campus or our Whitmore Lake campus after worship today. Again, we're going to be doing that drive-through communion opportunity from noon until 1. Pastor John and I would love to share the elements with you, have an opportunity to pray with you and just check in. It'll be great to see you in that way. We'd also encourage you to continue to sign up for our Lenten small group studies this year as we're doing Adam Hamilton's study, The Way, Walking in the Footsteps of Christ. We'd encourage you to sign up online. You can find our groups there. Also this afternoon, if you would like to stop by to our families, you can pick up your Sunday school packets and you can pick up your Sunday school supplies. If you're not able to stop by this afternoon, you can get those Sunday school materials during the weekday. So church, as we leave this time of worship, may the love of God always be with you. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ fill you. May the power of the Holy Spirit be with you, that you can go forth in this world sharing God's love, being part of Christ's light, and sharing that in grace in real and tangible ways. Go in God's peace and love this day, church, to love and serve the Lord. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.